serious when we said we wanted a strong America. We were serious when we said we wanted to rebuild this country. And we are serious when we say we're going to fire Claire McCaskill. We've got a big choice in this election. It's a big choice between what you voted for in 2016 and what the radical liberal Democrats are trying to shove down the throat of this country. What did you vote for in 2016? You voted to rebuild this country. You voted for a strong America. You voted to secure our borders, didn't you? You voted to put pro-Constitution judges on the bench, like Brett Kavanaugh. You voted to get health care costs down. You voted to get jobs back from overseas. You voted to get wages up. But now the liberal Democrats, led by Claire McCaskill, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, they want to take all of that away. They want to put it all in reverse. They want to raise your taxes. They want to put activist liberal judges on the bench. They want to throw open our borders. More about that in just a second. It is absolutely crazy, their agenda for this country, what they want to do. And Claire McCaskill is with them every step of the way. And so now the choice is very clear. The choice is very clear. And you can see what the liberal Democrat agenda really is. You can see if you've been paying attention to what's gone on in Washington just in the last month. Eric is right. You look at what happened with Brett Kavanaugh. I have never seen a smear campaign like that in my lifetime. Have you?
No.
Very embarrassing.
You know, very embarrassing.
Third world.
A disgrace to this country, a disgrace to the United States Senate. And you know, it didn't just accidentally happen either, by the way.
No.
This was a planned, coordinated effort by Senate Democrats to try and ruin a good man in order to stop Donald Trump from filling a critical seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. This was all about power. It was about seizing power. It was never about the truth. It was never about Dr. Ford, whose life they ruined. It was always about seizing control and seizing power. And you know what I learned from that? The Democrats are willing to say anything, do anything, and destroy anyone in order to take back power and overturn the results of the last election. And we cannot let them. Senator McCaskill says the other day, interview was published yesterday, I think, she was asked about Judge Kavanaugh, now Justice Kavanaugh, and Senator McCaskill said she just didn't think that it was that big of an issue. She said, I don't think the voters will remember. That is a quote from her. She said, I don't think the voters will remember. And you know what? If you want to know what Senator McCaskill's attitude is towards the people of the state, you got it right there in this phrase. She thinks that she can go vote against Justice Gorsuch and you won't remember. She thinks that she can go vote against Justice Kavanaugh and you won't remember. She thinks that she can participate and facilitate the liberal smear campaign and you won't remember. She thinks that she can vote against our farmers and you won't remember. She can vote against tax cuts for you and you won't remember. She thinks that she can vote against bringing back jobs from overseas and you won't remember. I tell you what, that's what she thinks of the voters. On November 6th, we've got to show her that we do remember. This campaign is about saving our country. You know, have you listened to what the leaders of the Democrat Party now say that they're going to do if they come back into power? Impeach Justice Kavanaugh, impeach President Trump, raise your taxes. And now you've got the leaders of the party, Hillary Clinton, Claire's choice for president, Hillary Clinton, out there saying that you can't be civil with these people. Of course, by these people, she means us. Civil towards us. Or Eric Holder, former Attorney General of the United States, and he says the new Democrat Party, those are his words, the new Democrat Party, what do? We kick them. Our opponents, we kick them. And now you see these flash mobs popping up all over, chasing people out of restaurants, following them to gas stations, shouting them down in public, banging on the doors of the Supreme Court, stopping cars. I mean, in Portland, Oregon, the stopping traffic, assaulting. This is crazy. This is what the Democrat Party is offering to this country, this sort of mob behavior. This is what they're offering. And I tell you what, this November, it is a referendum. on their agenda for this country. It is a referendum for what they did to Brett Kavanaugh. It is a referendum on this incivility and mob behavior. It is a referendum on where they want to take us and how we're going to stop them. And I tell you the other thing. You see what their agenda is for this country. Chaos at home, weakness abroad. Chaos with these mobs. And it's paid for by the special liberal interest groups who are promoting it. This bill would say, if you bring a child with you to the border, if you're an illegal and you bring a child with you to the border, you get free passage into the interior of this country.
Terrible.
It is worse than amnesty, which she is also for, by the
way. Baby.
It is lawlessness. It is lawlessness. And this is, at this time of crisis, this is what she's offering to the state of Missouri. Open borders. She's voted to fund sanctuary cities. She's voted against a border wall. She says that a border wall is embarrassing. Those are her words. Embarrassing. And she has ridiculed President Trump. Well, there you have it. You see what their policy is towards our national security, weakness. You see what their policy is on the border, weakness. You see what they want to do at home, chaos. That's what they're offering. That's what they're offering us. But we could do a heck of a lot better than that.
Oh, yeah.
In 2016, we said we can rebuild this country. In 2016, we said that we can reclaim our heritage as Americans. We can stand tall for this country. We can be proud of who we are. And that is the choice that we have before us in November. You know, I've said it before. We are often called flyover country here in Missouri. Yeah. Have you heard that?
Oh, yeah.
You know, flyover country, the people on the coast, the folks who give to Senator McCaskill's campaign. Oh, by the way, did you see all these Hollywood stars endorsing Senator McCaskill?
Yeah.
Yeah, all these Hollywood stars are saying they're endorsing Senator, Bette Midler endorsed Senator McCaskill. Seriously. She said, just a shout out to Missouri, you need to vote for my gal Claire, you know, and that's exactly right. I just want to say for the record, I think Senator McCaskill would be a tremendous senator from Hollywood.
Yeah.
Great. She's perfect. She's here to value. Perfect. And they love her. They love her. Problem is, they're her base, you know. She doesn't want votes from the boot heels, but she wants votes from Hollywood. I mean, there you go. That's the election right there. There it is.
They're not Missouri values.
They're not.
No.
But here's the choice that we have. We're called flyover country. But this November, we here in flyover country, we're going to determine control of the United States Senate. Thank you very much. Yeah. Yeah. I believe for all those people who say to us that we here in the middle of the country represent the past. Now we're the past of the country. I say, you don't understand. We represent our way of life. We represent the best of America.
Amen.
We represent the future of America.
Yes.
And this November, we are going to lead this country in
yes.
the future. Thank you for being here.